he begins in the second chapter under the angel of the church of Ephesus. Now, there was a large church there. You can read back in the book of Acts all about that church of Ephesus, how the apostle Paul at one time spent 2 whole years in that area, that God said he had much people there. He said, "These things saith he that holds the 7 stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and how you cannot bear them which are evil." So that was a church in Ephesus that had good works. And they had labored. They had worked physically and labored mentally and spiritually. And he said, "I know your patience, and how you can't bear them which are evil, and that you have tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars." Now, the Apostle Paul had to write in the book of Thessalonians, in the 2nd chapter specifically, but also he had to write over even to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 11th chapter and elsewhere about those who were coming along, even with false letters and making false claims and saying that Paul said this or that. And even he said, you've got to be careful if you hear false doctrine as if it came from a spirit or as from letters from us. And make sure that that is our genuine signature, because the Apostle Paul said there were people in that day who would be so absolutely unethical, they would even stoop to writing letters and putting his, Paul's, signature on it, and claiming to represent Paul. So he said there were those who in the church of Ephesus had had to try some false claimers who came along and claimed they were apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and have borne, and has patience, and for my name's sake have labored, and have not fainted. Nevertheless, he said, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Now every Christian who is first baptized and received God's Holy Spirit is going to enter a fantastic, euphoric, delightful, exuberant state of zeal and of gratitude. They're going to be so fresh and wholesome and filled with joy and love, because they're going to realize that every rotten, hideous thing they've ever done in the entire history of their life is behind them, and they're in what the Bible calls their first love. Next time, we're going to see, though, that this church began to dwindle a little bit, and we're going to compare all 7 of them, and I'm going to give you some very shocking things about the fact that all 7 were extant at the same time, and whether or not there would be 2 or maybe 3 of these if they represent eras, or maybe even all 7, which might still be extant at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ.